That's like telling my car with an empty tank to go get more gas. It can't do it, I said. Bill looked at me with an expression that was a combination of knowing the truth and realizing that the truth is not good. He knew that if he were honest, he just could not do what he was asking himself to do. It was a depressing moment. So what do I do if I can't do it? He asked. Well, you're in a good place, actually. You've come to the end of yourself, and that's usually when a person truly gets better. When you face the fact that you are powerless, then you look outside yourself to find the power to do what you are unable to do. That is how people usually change, and it works, I said. I explained to him that he had not lost weight because he could not make himself do what was necessary to lose it. He didn't have the structure, the discipline, or self-control to pull it off. In addition, he was probably using food to medicate himself against a lot of hurt and stress and other negatives. So the answer was to add the discipline he needed from the outside. He would have to join a structured program that would provide the structure he didn't possess. He would need a group to work on his hurts and the things that he was running from, as well as to support him and be a team with him. He would need a buddy or two he could call when things got tough. Also, I told him he had to learn to ask God to help him in moments of temptation as well. And I told him that if he stuck to a regimen of this kind, he would lose the weight. It would be statistically rare for such an approach not to work if he stayed with it. I had seen the proper recipe of support and structure work for too many people. But there was another problem, one that only playing the movie could solve. As the old saying tells us, the program works if you work the program. I knew the program would work, but I didn't know if Bill would work it. What was lacking was the motivation to remain connected to the program. It was time to get him to play the movie. Bill had young children. So I asked him to write several scenarios that began with his dropping dead tomorrow of a heart attack. I asked him to write the stories of his children's lives starting tomorrow without a father. First, see them at his funeral. Then watch them grow up without a dad to help them develop their values and negotiate the difficult teen years. Write the stories of adolescent girls looking for male attention to fill the void of not having a father, and show how that vulnerability might affect the choices they made with guys. Then I asked him to think about where his family would have to live without him as the breadwinner. What about their loss of friends and community when they were forced to move after his death? What kind of atmosphere would their next neighborhood provide? How well would they live on what his wife could earn? What opportunities would they lose to make their dreams become reality? And what kinds of discipline would they muster to achieve those goals without a father's guidance? Next, I wanted him to write his wife's story as well. How would her life play out after losing her husband at such a young age? He needed to include in the story the struggle.